First name Shannon, last name Bruffett. I started skateboarding when I was 6 years old. I got a, you know, it's pretty average nowadays. You see a lot of the plastic boards around. Well, that's what we had back in 1977, 78. I started skateboarding about the same year the bowl was built. Just progressed on. So I got into my adolescent years. Just sport progressed, and so did I, and learned new tricks and developed my skills. And it was just always a form of expression and solitude, you know, something you enjoy. Take your board out, just one-on-one, and, you know, find your peace. Well, skateboarding, unlike most mainstream sports, you know, organized sports such as football, baseball, things like that, is, you know, a matter of interpretation, and it's just you and your skateboard and whatever terrain you ride, you know, and the bowl being one of those terrains, it's a challenge. You find ways to do tricks on certain places, and, you know, it develops your style, and, you know, it's a form of expression. To the average skateboarder that comes to, you know, Perry Harvey Senior Park and rides the Bro Bowl, it's just fun. You know, you come down the hill, you go over the bumps, you go up and down the walls. It's just, it's like concrete surfing, and, you know, you don't really find that much in many places anymore. It's, you know, kind of a lost element of skateboarding. You know, there's a lot of new modern parks being constructed that cater to, you know, more modern disciplines, but this one is just, you know, so user-friendly and so gravity-oriented. You don't need a whole lot of skill. You can come here and be 5 years old and have a great time, or, you know, be a professional skateboarder and come here and have a great time. It's really, it doesn't discriminate. The Bro Bowl was the first public, free, ride-at-your-own-risk skate park in the state of Florida. It was the concept of a City of Tampa Parks and Recreation developer by the name of Joel Jackson. He designed and built many of the parks throughout Hillsborough County. Him and his wife, as the story goes, were going to a grocery store in Sulphur Springs. It's around 1975. And he saw skateboarders coming down a hill, you know, zigzagging in and out of cones, just having a great time. So I was like, man, that'd be something great for Tampa. So when urban redevelopment came along and urban renewal, and they raised Central Avenue and the design for this park began. Also, what a lot of people don't know, this here was originally a skate roller skating rink. So he wanted a variety of sports and activities for the youth of Central Avenue and Central Park Village, you know, to enjoy. So